AP News. I'm Ed Donahue at the White House.
Once in a generation investment in America itself. A law that the American people can be proud of.
President Biden signed a $280 billion bipartisan bill to boost domestic high-tech manufacturing.
Today, America is delivering.
It's an attempt to ease U.S. reliance on overseas supply chains for critical cutting-edge goods. It's one of a number of bills passed recently in the Senate.
And I honest to God believe that 50, 75, 100 years from now, from people who will look back on this week, they'll know that we met this moment.
Another bill that passed in the Senate and is before the House includes the country's largest ever investment in fighting global warming. Sources tell the AP the FBI search of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida was part of an investigation into whether the former president took classified records from the White House. Trump says it was misconduct by prosecutors. The AP's Eric Tucker reports a lot of laws cover the handling of classified information.
Some are felonies and carry prison time. There have been prior Justice Department investigations that have not resulted in any criminal prosecution or have resolved with misdemeanor guilty pleas. So it is hard, from what we know at this point in time, to make any predictions about where this investigation will lead or what sort of criminal exposure Donald Trump or anyone else could face.
A Justice Department spokesman declined to comment on the search, including whether Attorney General Merrick Garland had personally authorized it. Serena Williams told Vogue magazine she's preparing to step away from tennis after winning 23 Grand Slam titles, turning her focus to having another baby and her business interest. Motown singer-songwriter Lamont Dozier has died. He was 81. Dozier was the middle name of the celebrated Holland Dozier Holland team that wrote and produced You Can't Hurry Love, Heat Wave, and dozens of other hits. This is AP News. The auto industry says a tax credit worth potentially thousands of dollars may not be as good as it sounds.
If it becomes law, the tax credit of up to $7,500 could be used to defray the cost of an electric vehicle. But the auto industry says over time, the restrictions become so tight that it's possible no EVs would qualify for the tax credit in a few years. Any cars above $55,000 wouldn't be eligible, nor would trucks or SUVs with sticker prices above $80,000. And an electric vehicle would have to have a battery built in North America with minerals mined or recycled on the continent. An auto industry spokesman says right now, most of the electric, hydrogen, or plug-in hybrid models sold in the U.S. would not meet the requirements. I'm Rita Foley.
Police say a Florida man who was recording the sunrise over the Atlantic Ocean died when a sand dune collapsed on top of him. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.